Hello there, it's Simon Smedley here from the Oldham Chronicle down at the, what's this hotel called again?
It's called the Victorian.
It used to be the Bower, yeah, that's what I keep calling it.
Yeah.
And yes, I've been joined by Anthony Crawler, WBA World Lightweight Champion, and great to see you again, Anthony. Thanks for coming down.
As always, Simon.
Yeah, yeah. So obviously 10 weeks out now from from the second defence of your world title.
Yep.
And you will be facing Venezuelan Jorge Linares. Yep. And firstly, obviously, the obvious question is, how's camp going? And, you know, 10 weeks out now.
It's going really well, thanks. It's, you know, camp, it's very early stages in camp, but I'm happy to be back into the routine of things and for the hard work starting in a strange way. I was looking forward to all the hard work starting, and I know there's going to be some real tough weeks ahead, but for a fight of this sort of magnitude, I know that obviously you've got to put in for every fight, but I know I've got to push myself harder than I've ever pushed myself before to make sure I'm in the best shape and the best place mentally in my career.
So you're sufficiently, have you had a chance to kind of recharge the batteries, if you
I had, after the fight, I got away with my family, had a few days away with the lads as well, so you know, I really enjoyed it, but I was in between that, I was still ticking over.
Yeah, yeah.
So it wasn't as if I wasn't doing anything. I'd never been the type to just sit around and eat a lot of junk food and drink a lot of beer. You know, it's never been me.
Yeah.
But you know, I've recharged the batteries good, and that, I think that's why now I was really looking forward to camp starting, and I'm happy to be back in camp, sort of that, back in routine of things.
Yeah. Good. Okay, Linares is obviously you know, top fighter. I mean, nobody can ever accuse you of sort of ducking anybody or swerving anybody or anything of that nature. That's all, you know, that's never been your style, and obviously Linares is right up there again, isn't he, with the best.
He's a freeweight world champion. I'm sure he's a three, two or three, but either way, he's possible he might even be a future Hall of Famer. Do you know, he's someone who's very well respected over, you know, over in America, in that part of the world. He's a very, very talented fighter. I think, you know, he's the kind of fighter, he's technically brilliant, where he's the kind of fighter you'd tell a young amateur lad or a young professional. He's someone you'd tell to watch. He's someone you'd tell to watch because technically he's very good. He does the basics very, very well, and he's someone, I'll be honest, he's someone who I've admired for a few years, to be sharing a room with him, it is an honour, but at the same time, it won't be, don't ever, you know, confuse that with me being happy to share the ring with him. It's, all respect goes out the window once the first bell goes.
Yeah, because there's some mega contenders out there, you know, in the same sort of bracket.
Well, he's ranked number one with a ring magazine.
Yeah,
and, and we're fighting for the ring belt, and to win that is something that I'll be remembered for forever. So that's motivation on its own. So to be known as the best lightweight on the planet, to recognise the best lightweight on the planet by an awful lot of people, it wouldn't get any better.
Yeah, yeah. And obviously, you know, you've got the home crowd there again. I mean, that must mean so much to you, that, you know. I mean, I know I've asked you about it in the past.
Without a doubt,
does it give you an extra, I mean, is it fair to say, extra 10%?
I feel like it gives you an extra 10%, it gives you an extra kick, it makes you bite down like gum shield, makes it that a little bit easier. It's, I always say in football terms, it's like a 12th man. Once that bell goes, there's only going to be me, you and your opponent, me, Jorge Linares this time, but that crowd gets behind you and it does lift you. It really does lift you. I mean, you've got to use it in the right way, and you can't come away from your game plan and get too emotionally involved. But it's something that it really does help.
Have you sort of, did you pick up vibes from sort of South America on whether Linares has been saying anything or any, you know,
no,
has there been any reaction?
He seems a cool guy. I mean, we've never met, but we've actually spoke a few times on Twitter. Earlier on, before we knew we was fighting each other.
I see.
Wish him luck.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy. And I think a fight like this, it's not really my style anyway, but he don't really need much trash talk. But no, listen, he's going to be very confident. I'm very confident. So it'd be good to put our, put our fans in the ring together and, you know, see who comes out on top.
Yeah.
I'm very confident it'll be me.
Could you give us a bit of a rough idea of how, you know, your plan, your schedule for these last sort of 10 weeks?
It's tough. Listen, we're 10 weeks away, so last week we sort of ease off sharp. Yeah. But up until then, sessions, three sessions a day, sessions a day, and a lot of the time, and it's just looking to make improvements. I'm always a believer in, you've always got to look to build on each camp, and you know, we monitor everything, and we want to look at beating each score or each time or each weight lifted, or do you know, it's always something that we're looking to, something to improve. And I think listen, the levels that we've got in my last fight, that was great, the career best performance. But I know I'm going to have to raise it again to beat Jorge Linares, and that's what we've done. That's like the start of camp. We're in a good place. We're in a very good place at the start of camp to do that.
Yeah, good. Okay, we'll just finish off then by you went on a bit of a fishing trip, didn't you? Recently.
I did that in Bedford.
Was that for a TV show?
Yeah. It was a big charity day as well. And,
yeah, good.
Oh, it was fantastic. Lucky enough, I'm a bit better at boxing than fishing, I didn't catch anything. We was fishing for the big stuff though, so.
Right.
But no, we come up short. But it was a great day. So it's nice sometimes to, before all the adverts, just to have a little bit of break away from it all, and you know, to take your mind off. But I'm a big believer in, you can overthink things. I mean, on the day of a fight, I like to go walk, get some food, sort of talk to my mates. Some people like being locked away. That's not, you know, for me, I think you thought about it enough over the past 10 weeks. So, you know, I just think the hard work's been done until you get in that ring. You can't do anything else until you get into that ring. So, it was a nice way to, it was something different for me.
Yeah, have a bit of a relax. And stuff. Sounds like you're not. You might need to have a relax now, Anthony.
Okay.
So we'll leave it there. Thanks very much, mate.
No,
I'll see you very soon. Cheers.
Sound, mate.
Cheers, mate.